Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people, and the Lord is capable of so much. What we can do in Him is without limit. The Lord is ready and willing and able to do more than we can ask or think or even imagine, exceedingly more. Now, the way we approach the impossible is always by the anointing. In 1 John chapter 2, it talks about how we don't need a teacher, we need the anointing. And what that means is, we don't need a man, to come and tell us what to do of himself. We don't need a man out of his own mind to tell us how to serve God. Like all the other religions were of men. They came out of the mind of men, and it stemmed from the lips of Satan. They were speaking satanic words. We don't need them, ever. But the anointing comes straight from the Holy Ghost. And then sometimes people look at that scripture and say, well, I don't need anybody to teach me. That's not what he's saying. He's saying we don't need anything but the anointing to teach us. See, a man can be anointed and he can learn. That's true. But the Holy Spirit is the one who inspired the words. All of the Word of God are anointed words. We need the anointing to teach us. We need the words and wisdom of God. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that we can receive it and understand it. He can relay it to us. See? Now, with the anointing, many people are anointed. And we need them to do their job. It's not just saying that you can be isolated. Some people have taken that scripture and they've isolated themselves. They don't go to church anymore. And then what happens is they get weaker and they don't have at church people are not perfect. Just like so it is with the hospital. People are there because they're sick and they know and they want help. And they go to church and they get help. I mean, they go to the hospital and get help. We go to church. There are those who are strong in the Lord. And there are those who love God. That's all it takes. If you love God, you got a strength somewhere. If you love God, anybody that loves God at all, they have a strength somewhere. And we can share our success. We can share our strengths with others. See, people who isolate themselves, they get conceited. They usually get conceited in their own mind. Now, there are some places you might be the only Christian for miles around, and you just got to pray and believe God and do the best you can. But when you have better, when you have access to better, it's important to utilize it. And God's going to bless you. He's going to bless those who put forth the effort to come together. Jesus said, come together. He said, do it. So that we ought to be doing it. It's their strength in it. I watch a lot of people. There are many people who do many different things. But those who go to church, they're more prone to be balanced better. Now, I know deception can be a church too. Because evil men, just like the serpent in the garden, they snuck in false doctrines. False doctrines came in unawares, a little at a time. And the enemy uses two things to get deception in. That's ignorance and convenience. It's more convenient to just stay home, or it seems so. But when you go to church and you stay focused and you become balanced, it's easier for you to live a better life because you're receiving more life. But you're putting forth the effort to get it, and it outweighs the seems so convenience of staying in bed on Sunday morning. Your body will be, you'll get more rest, and you'll have the benefit of having more rest and staying at home. You'll feel more relaxed. But if you get up and go to church, you put forth the effort to get up, go to church, you got inspired with others, but you're going to walk away from the church in a better condition. And then we help each other fight the good fight. We help each other fight the good fight. So we help each other win the good fight. And those who are winning in life, they make better decisions. Now, eventually, those who stay at home and do the convenient things, when deception comes and they can't detect it and they make false decisions, it costs them more than what they've gained. And they can actually one day get up and make a decision that puts them in the reverse. While people who continue to go to church knew not to go down the road of co-signing with others. They knew to overcome their emotions and their feelings and stick with the Word of God because they were inspired. And in that sense, they're wiser. And dead doctrine did get snuck in by false prophets, false teachers. They brought it in the back door, eased it in, and people received it for the same reason that the person stays at home: ignorance and convenience. But you don't know the enemy. If you don't know something, while you don't know it, it's easier for the enemy to rip you off. And then he shows you the convenient side of it. And the convenience can look bigger than God to you. Anything that can be presented can become greater in your eyes if that's what you give your attention to. But see, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If you're receiving more light, you can reject more darkness. If you receive more light, the light of God's word, if you receive illumination, which is revelation from God's word, and you govern your life by that, by good advice, by the good guidance of the Holy Word of God, by anointed life, anointed speech, anointed words. If you govern your life by anointed words, then you won't receive the darkness that destroys your life and take you down. And it's important to go forward and not backwards. And those who go backwards, they hate it. But those who go forward, they live better. And that's the will of God for us. We need God. We need His Word. We need His light. We need to make good decisions and not false decisions. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, we can do much more than we can ask, think, imagine, exceedingly and abundantly so. The Lord took a little boy's lunch and blessed it, and gave and fed 5,000 men and their families. And he did it again, and he 4,000 men and their families. So the Lord can always do this. Now you present your life, your body, your being, your person, a living sacrifice, and ask the Lord to bless it, and He'll do it. He can do this. And your life can be on the chart. It can be a blessing and not a curse. You can be a blessing to other people. You can help people see God. They that do know their God will be strong. And so you can be strong. And they'll do exploits. You can do exploits. Well, I don't have but a little bit. Well, God can multiply a little bit of faithfulness. Remember, a small amount of faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed, which looks like a crumb, becomes the greatest herb. Be faithful. God can take one thing and one statement and multiply. And now we have things like YouTube and Facebook, social media. You can talk to the world. And once it goes viral, see, God can cause things to go viral and bless a lot of people. And people make decisions off what goes viral, good and bad. But you can get those who have a kind and honest heart. When they hear God's word, they're coming to it because sincerity attracts sincerity. Faith attracts faith. The word of God quickens and makes alive. And you're bringing people to life by your words, by your dedication, and by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit who inspired it all. Don't never underestimate what God can do to you. The word this year was to think big. Our pastor is also a prophet, and he gave a word saying think big. And think huge. Look at God. Nothing's impossible with him. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt him in you. Don't doubt what his word can do in you. Don't doubt what the Holy Spirit can guide you to understand. Don't doubt what the Lord can cause you to do. We can live in him. We can go forward and not backwards. We can literally do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it's time that we do those wonderful things. Now the Lord loves us, and he's coming back very soon. And I want to share something that the pastor of the church at Gardendale, Lynn Lawson, years ago, he believed God for some money, and he talked about it on the radio. That's how I know it. I used to listen to his broadcast, which was always a blessing, always. And he said something that I'll never, ever forget. When he believed God for a certain amount of money, he went to the mailbox and he had a check, an income tax check or something for that amount. And the Lord spoke something to him. He said, whenever you have a need, believe me. Believe me now. Believe me today. And I can honor your faith yesterday. So you understand, this means that you can believe God for something today, currently, and he can do it in the past. He can look through time and honor your faith. Now, I never would have thought that God would do that, but because God can do more than we ask, think, or imagine. The Holy Spirit is very wise, and he'll do things that nobody could imagine him to do. He can look through time and see our faith and put things in motion for the time you need it. Now, this is a pearl. Swine can't appreciate pearls. A pearl is just another rock to a swine. And so that's why the Lord said, don't cast my pearls before swines. But these are the kind of things that God gives to his people. See, the Holy Spirit is wise. He knew that I'd be listening that day, and I would appreciate that word. And so did a lot of other people. But a swine will spit that pearl in the wind. It's just another rock. We're not swine. We're God's people. We hear God's word, and we do better and better. The Lord our God has so many things to say and do. This is a time and day that we want to do something. We want to be a blessing. We know and we feel that the rapture is coming. It's at hand. The Lord's been telling so many wonderful people that his return is imminent. I had to go look up the word imminent. It's greater than soon. Any moment. The Father's ready to pull the trigger. And Jesus is about to come and start and judge this earth. He's going to take his people so the Father can judge this place for rejecting his holy, only begotten Son. And because they didn't get saved, they did a multiplied amount of sins. See, when a man gets saved, his focus has changed, and he won't sin. There's a lot of things he's just not going to do anymore. And so when he stops sinning and living by his sin and trusting sin, well, guess what happens? His influence is greater. Remember, it only took 10 men in Sodom and Gomorrah. If God had 10 men, those cities would not have had to be destroyed. But their sin became so great. They were not ashamed of their sin. They rejoiced in it. They were in full bloom rebellion against God. And Satan was starting a storm that was going to attack. It was supposed to sweep the world. Their homosexuality and their promiscuous ways. It was so evil. You see what Lot escaped with his two daughters, and they got him drunk and had a child with them, each one. And see, that's where the country of Moab came from. And they did that, they didn't mean any harm. They just wanted to, they thought that there were no more men on earth. But they saw happen that the whole world was destroyed in their mind. But they didn't think twice about it because things like that was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, when Abraham first went to Egypt, he would not have allowed a handmaid and had a child with his wife's handmaid. He would not have done that. But after 10 years in Egypt, and in those lands, then he did it. Culture. The things that goes on in culture. When you stop sinning, you're like a beacon of light. And it shows people that sin is shameful. The light of God's word exposes what's wrong with what's wrong. Now, Jesus came back and said that if the teachings that went about in wicked Sodom and Gomorrah would have been done, and if he would have said the same things in their cities, they would have repented like Nineveh did. But Jerusalem was far worse. In they didn't do the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, but their rebellion and the heart was so hard, when the word came, they couldn't recognize it. And Sodom and Gomorrah would have. Because 10 men could have turned the thing around. So God wouldn't have had to judge, at least where God wouldn't have to judge it. But if Jesus came through that teaching like he did, they would have repented and not had to be burned up. But it wasn't time for Jesus to come yet. They were being weaponized, just like uranium. And they did enough sins to merit destruction, just like Nineveh did. Nineveh almost, if Jonah would have been any later than he was, they would have had two, they would have filled up their sin, and the Lord would have had to judge them, even though he knew they would have repented. But Sodom and Gomorrah filled up their sin bucket. You can't go so far before destruction comes. Now, Jonah, once he got to the borders of Nineveh, he had a 3-day journey to get to the people. And the Lord transported him there. So if people that have a problem with the rapture, people were always transported and raptured. The Lord took him to where he needed him to be. He did a 3-day journey in one day. In time to preach the word, and they repented from their wickedness. And they went on a fast, and the animals went on a fast. The king didn't let nobody eat, and the Lord forgave them of their wickedness, and they changed their heart. And then Jesus said, they're going to rise up and be your judges, talking to the Jews that rejected Christ. Because they repented, and the Jews who had the word didn't. It's important to follow through with what God gives you. To stay in faith. To believe him. To know him. If we do those things, we can go forward in the Lord, and we can do wonderful things. God is good, folks. He's going to bless us and reward us. He's going to help us, and we'll know it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we can be the blessing we need to be. Never underestimate what God can do in your life, in your time, in just a few more days. And remember, his return is imminent. So whatever he gives you to do, do it. And do it right. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.